MashaAllah. Come closer, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala reward all the brothers coming from far and wide, MashaAllah, for the fikr of deen, MashaAllah. Come closer. The closer we sit, the more Allah unite our heart, give us the correct understanding. The voice will reach, the sound will reach, but that fikr, we are to generate a fikr, my dear brothers. Come closer, MashaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem, amma abad. Alhamdulillah, my respected elders, ulama, ikram, and friends, all praise and thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with this wealth of iman. May Allah keep us with iman. May Allah take us from this world with iman. And may Allah ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. Say Ameen, brothers. My beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless bounties and ni'mats. We cannot count the favors of Allah ta'ala upon us. Day and night we are drenched, we are soaked, we are in the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah ta'ala. We have to make a lot of shukr to Allah. So many bounties, so many ni'mats, we cannot thank Allah, my dear brothers. Once Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr comes out of his house out of hunger, he goes to the masjid. Then Umar comes, hears that Abu Bakr is there, he comes to the masjid. Then Rasulullah comes there and he goes to the masjid. And three of them, out of hunger, they come to the masjid, my dear brothers. And they go to the house of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari. When they get to his house, his wife says, he's not here, but he'll be here shortly. Then Hazrat Ayyub Ansari comes. Imagine what joy, Rasulullah, Abu Bakr and Umar coming to his house, my dear brothers. Immediately he runs, my dear brothers. He cuts a full bunch of dates, my dear brothers. He presents it in front of Rasulullah. Rasulullah tells him, that why didn't you just bring a few? You know, he said, no, maybe you wanted ripe ones or semi-ripe, or you wanted the very ripe ones. So I didn't know which one you wanted, so I brought all for you. This was the love they had for Rasulullah. And then, my dear brothers, immediately Hazrat Ayyub Ansari, now he goes, he has a small goat, he cuts the goat, he prepares it. And Rasulullah and Abu Bakr and Umar, and they partake of that, my dear brothers. And after this, my dear brothers, Rasulullah begins to cry, my dear brothers. So they ask him, why are you crying? Something he closes me in effect, that he says, we had dates, we had bread, we had ripe dates, unripe dates, we had bread, we had meat. These are the favors of Allah upon us. Imagine they were starving and Allah presented this in front of them, my dear brothers. And Rasulullah was so grateful, he began to cry. How much shukr we must make. When I read this, my dear, I thought to myself, what, Ya Allah, what ni'mat have Allah given us? How much shukr we have to make? Daily, three meals we are eating, my dear brothers. Every meal sometimes is a meat, my dear brothers. How much shukr we have to make to Allah Ta'ala for all the ni'mat that Allah has blessed us. Especially in this country, South Africa. How much Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with masjid, ulama, so much of bounties, we cannot count, my dear brothers. Really, we have to make the shukr of Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers. Even if we feel you haven't got, Allah gave us so much. Once our Jamaat was in the location, and as we're doing gush in the location, one brother comes running up to me. He says, brother, please, please help me, pray for me, do something. I say, what happened? He say, I got nothing in my life. My life is, I got nothing. So I say, no, easy, we sort your problem out for you. He says, so how? I say, simple, you see this one eye that you got, I'll give you 100,000 for this one eye. He got a shock. He say, huh? I say, no. He said, no, I can't give you. I said, 100,000, all your problems be sorted out, you won't have any. He said, no, I can't give you for 100,000. So I said, okay, 1 million rand? He said, no, even 1 million, I can't give you this one eye. I said, okay, 10 million will take two eyes, no problem. He said, never, I can't give it to you. So I said, only your eyes are worth so much. What about your hands? What about your legs? What about your ears, your mouth, everything else? He looked at me in shock. He says, really, you taught me something today. He says, thank you very much. I'm very grateful for what I got. So we have to make shukr, my dear. Allah blessed us with ni'mat upon ni'mat. Ni'mat, even Allah reminds us in Quran, my dear. Make shukr to Allah, my dear. And we hear from ulama, my dear brothers, the greatest ni'mat that Allah gave us, superseding all these ni'mats, is this iman. It's this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because tomorrow when we leave this world, my dear brothers, then that car and that house and that food and that clothes and that business and that investments and that bank balance, all that will be of no benefit to us, my dear. Then the only thing that will benefit us is this iman, my dear brothers. So this is why, my dear, we have to make so much emphasis and so much cry and worry for this iman, my dear. That worry and concern, my dear, that one is to live with iman and one is to live with iman. And this is why we gather today, and this is the object of the Shab Guzari, and this is the object, my dear, of deen, is that how we can leave this world with iman. That is the object of every believer, that if we leave this world with iman, we are successful. And a person can do the greatest amount of deeds throughout his life. Hajj upon Hajj, Umrah upon Umrah. He can strive, my dear, as much as he strives. But at the time of mort, if he leaves without iman, my dear, this person is unsuccessful. So this is the goal, that how we can live with iman. And this is why today we've gathered for this for this very, very great program, my dear brothers. What we call every week, we have the Shab Guzari, or in some countries they say Laylatul Fikr, the night of Fikr. It's that worry and concern for this, my dears. One person gives a nice example. He says there was once, he gives an analogy. There was a group of people, they gathered. And this group of people, they gathered in the town, in the town hall. And when they gathered in the town hall, so one person presents in front of them and he tells them that, you see, we got a problem. You see, up in the mountain over there, the dam wall is about to crack. And he says that it's on the brink of cracking. So something needs to be done to prevent that wall from cracking. So he presents this whole case in front of everybody. At the end of this, my dear brothers, those people said the businessman is there, the doctor is there, the lawyer is there, the engineer is there, the father is there, the uncle is there, the grandfather, everybody present there. Everyone says that we understand the greatness of this problem, but unfortunately we are very busy, we cannot help you. So that businessman, he goes back to his business, that doctor goes back to his surgery, the factory owner goes back to his factory, the father goes back to his family, the grandfather goes back to his grandchildren, and they continue like this. And in a short time, that wall cracks, my dear brothers. And my dear brothers, what happens? That flood of water comes. And that same businessman in his business, he's flooded, he's gone. That doctor in his surgery is gone. That lawyer in his office is gone. That factory is destroyed. That home is finished. That grandfather with his grandchildren are gone, my dear brothers. So like this, this is an analogy to make us understand that today we've gathered here. What we've gathered for? This is not a bayan, my dearest. Our Shab Guzari is a fikr, it's a worry. To generate a worry in our heart. What is the worry? About the concern and the worry of the hidayat of mankind, my dearest. And if this work of Rasulullah is neglected, my dearest, what will be the consequences of this? That what fitnas and fasads will come, my dearest. So like that, we have gathered here today, my dearest. At the end of this program, or at the end of the Shab Guzari, my dearest, each one of us have to make a decision in our heart. Like how Sahaba made a decision. When they made that decision in the heart, then whatever came in front of them, whatever halat or difficulty came, made them, it didn't affect them, my dears. Because they understood the object and the maqsad. They learned the work of Rasulullah direct from Rasulullah, and they understood the object and the need to sacrifice. Numerous stories of how Sahaba sacrifice. So we are not asked like how Sahaba gave their life, how Sahaba sacrificed every cent of theirs, how Sahaba gave everything. Our elders are saying, give us some time. Give some sacrifice of your valuable time. And that too, a small percentage. They're saying 10%. Such easy, our elders have requested from us. So at the end of this gathering, all of us have to make this decision, my dear brothers. That when I leave this gathering, inshallah, I have to make a decision. That if I return without this fikr, if I return without accepting this call, what will be the consequences for mankind, my dearest? Today, one is, my dearest, three people are worried. If a person gets bombed, if a person gets shot, if a person gets killed, my dearest, that person is going straight to Jannat, my dearest. But imagine a person who lives his life without reading Salah, without obeying Allah, ignoring the commands of Allah, ignoring the orders of Allah, and that person leaves this world in this condition, what will happen, my dearest? What will happen to this person? Forever and ever the fire of Jahannam, my dears. This life Allah gave us is a short life, my dears. It's a temporary life. We are here for a few minutes, my dears. In the last maybe 1 month or 2 months, we heard maybe about 4 or 5 brothers around the age of 50 passed away. Before a person old and say gonna pass away. Today young are going before the old, my dears. Allah gave us life is short, my dears. So let us, this is why we've come to generate that fikr. So that how firstly my iman can become correct, and Allah can use me as the iman and the iman of the whole ummah to become correct. That how my yaqeen can become correct, that my creator is Allah, my sustainer is Allah, the provider is Allah, that no one can benefit, no one can harm, no one can give except Allah, my dears. Sitting in the comfort of our home, sitting in our easy environments, without sacrifice, how is it possible for this yaqeen to come? Look in the life of Rasulullah, sacrifice upon sacrifice, sacrifice upon sacrifice. What difficulties, what hardships they went, that how this deen can come alive, my dear brothers. My dear brothers, this is a worry and a concern, my dear. How this iman can come correct, how the life of Rasulullah can come correct. Today people are saying it's just a sunnat. It's just a sunnat. If we do it, okay. If we don't do it, Allah, no problem. That how, my dear, our life can become on sunnat, no matter how simple it is. whether it's entering the masjid with the right foot, whether it's entering the toilet with the left foot, whether it's, my dear brothers, whatever sunnah is to cover our head when we enter the toilet, whatever sunnah, my dear brothers, to bring it into our life, we have to have that value and make an effort, my dear brothers. Is my life upon the sunnah? And if it's not upon the sunnah, am I making an effort to bring it onto the sunnah? So this is that worry and concern we have gathered for, my dear brothers. That pain and concern which is the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How one person can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and one person can gain entry to Jannah, my dear brothers. So Allah Ta'ala has given us, my dear brothers, this Mubarak effort of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This effort, may see what our elders have prescribed to us, is a complete effort. It's a complete effort. Today people, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, we are taking the path that suits us. And then a person doesn't see any benefit and then he says, no, but I'd rather try something else. Our elders are given us a complete, if we do the effort completely, we'll see the complete results, my dearest. For example, a person goes to a doctor and a person is sick. The doctor examines him and after examining this person, he looks at him and he prescribes, there's a prescription, that take this medicine, two after breakfast and two after lunch and two after supper and this medicine and this medicine and this medicine. And the person looks at this prescription and he says, no, I think this one is wrong. I'll only take the one after lunch. Will Allah give this person cure? Huh? A person goes to a mechanic and he tells the mechanic that this is the problem with my car. The car is jerking or it's stopping or it's not starting. So the mechanic will check up the car and he'll tell him, this is wrong with your car and these are the parts that you require. He says, no. I'll give you these parts which I feel is right. And you fix up what I tell you is right. You think that car will get fixed? A person is building this masjid. And the builder comes and says, I need so much of cement, so much of stone, I need so much of this and this and this. And this person says, no, I think you got it wrong. I'll give you how much I want to give you. This building will fall down, my dear brothers. In the same way, my dear, our elders have given us a prescription. They've given us a prescription. If we follow this prescription, my dear brothers, then we will see benefit coming in us, my dear brothers. And the effort is such, is a complete effort starting from us individual, to our homes, to the last country of the world, my dears. This is the effort our elders have given us. For us to understand, first our elders have given us the six qualities. They're saying, bring the six qualities into your life. The six qualities are not there only to speak. But bring these qualities into your life, you will become a better person. Iman, Salah, Ikram, Ikhlas, Dawat. All these qualities, not to speak, but to bring it into your life. Bring akhlaq into your life. Bring your mamulat in a correct way. Bring your business dealings correctly. So our elders are saying, bring the six qualities into your life. Then our elders are saying, read one para a day. Our elders are saying, three tasbihats morning, three tasbihats in the evening. All this, we have to, by us doing this, all that benefit will come to us. Then our elders are saying, everybody's complaining, my home is not correct. Sort your house out. Our elders are saying, start ta'aleem in your home. Start ta'aleem in your home, automatically the environment in your home will be corrected, my dear brothers. Then the people are saying, worry about your area first before you worry about our area. Our elders are saying, once a week do gash in your area, in gash. If a person will do ingash in his area, that will become a means of hidayat of his community. And then if a person does outgash on the neighboring area, then the neighboring area will be taken care of. And then our elders are saying, once a month go for 3 days. 3 days in the different areas around your masjid, the different pockets or the different towns around your masjid. We spend our 3 days, my dear brothers. This will be taken care of. And our elders are saying, spend 40 days every year, my dears. Minimum spend 40 days every year to do the different provinces of your country. And then they're saying, if now come on to 4 months every year, then we can go to every country of the world, my dearest. So our elders have given us such a complete effort, starting from yourself, then to your home, then to your masjid, then to your community, then to your town, then to your province, and then the whole world, my dearest. If we just follow this prescription that our elders have presented in front of us, we will see great benefit, my dearest. So for this, inshallah, all of us make niyat, inshallah, that we make some sacrifice, some qurbani, how we can bring ourselves, if this is not the ideal, I'm saying, if we're not on this 100%, let us work to bring our life onto this. Let us have a target, like a businessman when he starts a business. He knows at this time the business is not producing profit. But I know in 2 years' time, or 3 years' time, or 5 years' time, he projected that I'll make so much of profit. And he works toward that. So what our elders have presented, my dear brothers, let us put this in front of us and let us work toward this. And then, my dear brothers, we will see that this effort will have, what a change it will bring into our life, into the life of our family, and into the life of our community, my dear brothers. Rasulullah SAW made great sacrifice, my dears. Great sacrifice was given, my dears. Bilal radiallahu anhu, what sacrifice? We cannot understand, my dears. Today a person will tell you a few bad words, you'll become upset. Imagine Bilal being beaten, whooped day and night. Imagine the daughter of Rasulullah, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha. Imagine she was 6 months pregnant and the spear poked your stomach, my dears. Imagine the uncle of Rasulullah, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. Body was cut and mutilated, my dears. Imagine the beloved creation of Allah, Rasulullah. Imagine in Taif how they beat him, how they pelted him. What they did to him, my dears. Until his Mubarak blood began to flow, my dears. These are not, how can I say, these are not stories for entertainment. These are lessons for us. That look at your Nabi, what he went through. Look at the Sahaba, what they went through. What did they go through all this for? To show the Ummah of Rasulullah SAW that you, Ummah of Nabi SAW, you are an Ummah of sacrifice. You are made to sacrifice, my dear brothers. If everything is rosy and everything is cozy and everything in its place, how Hidayah is going to come, my dear brothers? The name of the game is we have to sacrifice, my dear brothers. When that wife will cry, when that child will cry, my dear brothers, when they'll feel that wife will wake up in the middle of the night and turn and see that my husband is not next to me, and that pain will come, on this Allah will make decision of Hidayah, my dear brothers. So Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has brought us to the Mubarak gathering. Let us make niyat, inshallah, that we stay till the end of the gathering, till tomorrow morning the Shab Guzari finishes. That's number one. Number two, my dear brothers, we make a decision, inshallah, not to show anybody, but for the pleasure of Allah, we make a decision that, oh Allah, accept my life, ya Allah. Accept my wealth, ya Allah. Use my wealth for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Once we were sitting in Ijtima, and one of the elders came to meet us, and we were busy with the tashkil fikr, so we asked him, give us some advice, you know. So he says, go to every person and tell every person, sit and look into your heart. And ask yourself that all these brothers are going in the path of Allah. Why is Allah not accepting? Oh Allah, why are you not accepting me? And whatever obstacle is there, now negate that there. And turn your attention to Allah, make 2 rakat namaz and ask Allah, my dears. So inshallah, after Maghrib, the program will take place, inshallah. Then before we sleep tonight, ask Allah Ta'ala, my dears. There are so many takazas that we got. Now is our peak season, my dears. The most amount of jamaats come out now, from now till December, my dears. Our satis have to go into maximum fikr. We've come back from the old workers jor. Our elders are stressing, masturat, that we need a masturat jamaats to come out, my dears. Our elders have shown us a sickness, that we've got a sickness now. We have to take out masturat jamaat in the path of Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers. Today we have neglected our homes. We have neglected our wives, my dear brothers. Today we are going in the path of Allah, but we are not taking them out in the path of Allah. And this is why today we are seeing obstacles are coming, my dear brothers. So it is so important. They say when a person our elders tell us that the first madrasa of the child is the lap of the mother. If that mother's yaqeen is correct, my dear brothers, if her fikr is correct, then automatically the children will come out correct, my dear brothers. So it's so important to take our wives out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very important taqaza, how masturat jamaats can also come out in the path of Allah. And like that December, our youth also, how the youth also can come out, my dear brothers. So this is a fikr and worry, my dear brothers, that how we can make one person, alhamdulillah, in the areas where harkat is taking place, we jamaats are coming out, my dear brothers. But if we become bare fikri, then you see automatically, bare fikri will set in, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. All of us make niyat, inshallah, that how we can go take part in the Shab Guzari at the end of the program after Maghrib, inshallah. Make niyat how Allah Ta'ala accept us, Allah accept our family, and Allah use us as a means of hidayah, inshallah. We all try, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. But also very important, my dear brothers, a very mubarak time, inshallah. Our tasbihat, let's take out few minutes, inshallah. Our tasbihat, 100 times third kalima, 100 times durud sharif, and 100 times istighfar. Haji Sahib was reminding us yesterday, he's telling us, we're telling the whole world to do tasbihat, but are we doing our tasbihat? He says, so very important, my dear, this is a lot of time for Maghrib. Maghrib, take out some time, 100 times, minimum 100 times third kalima, 100 times durud sharif, 100 times istighfar. Also it's a mubarak time now, also engage in dua, inshallah. It's a time of acceptance. Ask Allah to accept us. What every brother we met so many brothers last 2 or 3 days, every person say, I want to come out, but I got problems. I want to come out, but I got this difficulty. So let us, my dear brothers, ask Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah, hey Allah, these obstacles I got, Ya Allah, it's from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept me to come out, inshallah. We'll all do this, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Jazakallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.